hurl bricks, derail trains, set fire to defenceless animals. But I'm troubled by the image, on the far side of my nostalgia, of my little son, stuck up there in his school, blowing out 11 candles on his own. I pick up the two watches, go back into the lounge. I place a hand on my mother's shoulder. Oh, I must have been dozing off. I show her the watches. Remember these? Yes, she says. Your father and I often talked about that time. She rises in stages from her chair and switches off the television. You were such a strange little boy, mon chou. We were both worried so sick about you. I wonder if you ever have known how much. I smile. I think I'm beginning to. I put the watches in my pocket and offer mother my arm. Tomorrow I'm fetching my brother and sister from the station. But first thing, before anything else, I shall phone my son.
John Branwell was reading 11 Plus by Martin Sorrell. The producer was Melanie Harris.
Frequently on radio and television and now in films, you play artists and intellectuals.
Yes.
Does this mean you'd like to be one?
Well, actually, I think I am deep down, you know.
Tony Hancock, from the people who knew him.
Tony was a wonderful leader. I mean, he would give an impeccable performance, first read-through.
When Ken became so popular, Tony felt this is sort of stealing the show.
He pulled down the biggest books you've ever seen in your life and said, learn a little. And I said, I know enough for what I need. Is this going to improve my performance? He said, it might.
Hancock's Helpers on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
They browse around that intellectual section for hours and hours and hours.
On Tuesday morning at 10:30.
You're listening to BBC Radio 4 Extra.
In half an hour, we've a short story from D.H. Lawrence. When Addie Sison returns to the unchanging country of his past, what will he make of the girl he left behind? Peter Meakin reads The Shades of Spring. That's in 30 minutes. But first, Alice is in romantic mood in the omnibus edition of Ambridge Extra.
The description of marriage is love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not rude. Love is not envious.
Alice, I can't help it.
If the two of you continue to love each other and do not tamper with one another's trust, you'll have a great and long marriage. Will you do that?
Yes.
Yep.
Then this is the moment. Christopher, Alice, by the power invested in me by the state of Nevada on July 28, 2010, here in the Crystal Chapel, Las Vegas, I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Christopher, turn and take the privilege of kissing your wife.
Every time, look at her.
Oh, shut up, Chaz.
Crying again.
You, Alice.
Who do you think?
I'm being serious. You're not winding me up.
No, honestly. You just like watching other people's wedding videos.
Yeah, all right, turn it off.
Are you drunk or something?
No, I'm not being rude.
Well, we did wonder.
But it's the real thing, I'm afraid. They're in love.
No, don't you stop.
He's her simple country boy from Ambridge.
Yeah.
They met dancing around the maypole together.
Oh, just because you're jealous.
Jealous?
Oh, well, no, then that's sweet. And brave. I mean, can you imagine being stuck with the same bloke for the rest of your life?
Or stuck with you.
Oh, you haven't got to know me yet.
Oh, how much is there to find out?
So anyway, where are you two off to tonight?
Just to an end-of-term party in Portswood.
Mm. Well, make sure you come back this time, Paulie. I don't want to get stuck with your parents again.
Yeah.
What about you guys? You going home this weekend too?
No, I'm staying in Southampton. I need to use the library.
Oh. Me too.
I've got my project on hybrid power systems to do.
So, who's for a vodka jelly?
Well, we don't have to go just yet.
Oh, it's okay. I'll get them. I need to go to the kitchen anyway.
Why? You can talk to Chris in front of us, you know.
Oh, what? So that you two can take the mick out of each other?
We love each other, really.
Mm, that's what I worry about.
Oh, nice.
Hiya. I was wondering when you'd call.
Same, Chris. A big sloppy kiss from me.
Who was that? Was that Chaz?
Who else?
Yeah, well, tell him to dream on. He's not my type.
Forget about Chaz. So, when do you think you'll be down here tomorrow?
Well...
I can't wait to see you.
That's the thing, Alice. Something's come up. You know Rav?
Who?
Ravi Sharma. Well, it's his stag party this weekend.
So?
So he's asked me along.
You haven't said yes, have you? Oh, Chris.
He only asked me today. They're going snowboarding in Leeds.
Leeds?
It's some kind of indoor place. And one of his mates had to drop out.
Oh, right. So he didn't even want you there in the first place?
It's not like that. There were only so many places. And it sounds like a real laugh.
Yeah, but I bet it does. But you're supposed to be visiting me.
I'm picking you up next weekend. And you stopped me coming last week because you were too busy.
Yeah, which is why I've made sure to put aside enough time.
Sorry.
I mean, can't you say no? I mean, he can't be much of a friend. He's only just asked you.
I've told him I'd come now.
So?
And to be honest, Alice, I'd really like to go. It's been ages since I've had a proper boys' weekend.
Oh, and that's more important than seeing me, is it?
No.
Come on. Stop canoodling down the phone.
But, Chaz.
People want their jelly out here.
Yeah, I said I'm getting them.
Look, I'm sorry, but I promised. Like I say, I'll see you next weekend.
Fine, whatever.
Okay? I love you.
Yeah, love you too.
Trouble in paradise.
What? No, he just can't come down this weekend after all.
Oh, right. Well, never mind. Looks like it's just you and me then.
And what? She just let you?
Well, it's not like she could stop me, Mai.
Well, what did you tell her?
Nothing much. Just that I was sick of living at home and I was moving into the bull.
And
what?
Oh, come on, Jamie. This is your mum we're talking about. She must have freaked.
Oh, I suppose a bit. But there's nothing she can do, is there? It was my dad's pub. It's mine now.
Yours?
Well, he left me a share in his will.
You serious? You own the bull?
Well, some of it. When I'm 18. So I can do what I like, can't I? No one going on at me about GCSEs and revising and not going out.
Man, you are so lucky. If I tried anything like that with my parents...
Yeah, but they're sound, aren't they?
You reckon?
No, they don't try and control you. My mum, she hasn't got a life, so she doesn't want anyone else to have one either.
Hurry up to your lesson!
Oh, even Kenton.
Jamie Martin, chop chop!
Yes, miss.
After 3 years of living with her, I'd had enough. He's a loser anyway.
And what about your stepmum? Doesn't she mind you moving in?
Nah, Jolene's cool. She feels guilty anyway, you know, now she's seeing Kenton.
Right, sure.
I've got a rat around my little finger.
Seriously? Steve's not going to believe this. Your poor mum. She must be going mental.
Yeah, well, it's her own fault. She shouldn't have treated me like a kid. Well, she can't do that anymore, though, can she?
Go away, I'm working.
I'm bored.
Not my problem.
Please, I need entertaining.
Chaz.
You need to take a break as well. All you've done these past 3 days is work.
Yeah, I know, but I need to get it done. At least then, when I'm home, I'll have more time for Chris.
Chris.
Oh, I still haven't heard from him.
Uh-oh.
What?
Stag weekends. Who knows what he's been up to?
Yeah, it's not funny, Chaz. I'm really hacked off with him.
Well, no.
This isn't how we are. It normally texts.
I'm sorry, but there's no point moping about it. Come on.
What are you doing?
Is everything saved?
Well, yeah, but...
Then we're closing your work. It's time to have fun.
Oh.
Come on. Up, 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 up.
Oh, all right.
We'll show Chris. If he's allowed to have a good time, then so are we.
Quick, Marty, come on!
What are you looking at?
Hurry up!
Hey, Jamie, watch out!
Sorry.
Did you see that guy's face?
What do you think you're playing at?
I didn't mean to.
You could have got yourselves run over. Marty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look, you just need to calm down. Can you pick up the menu board, please?
Yeah, sure. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. So, are you coming in? It's been ages since we've seen you in Jack's. Kenton's working today. I know he'd love to see you.
I don't think so, Kirsty. We're on our way to meet someone.
We can rustle you up some fries.
No, we can't. See you.
Well, look, before you go, have you heard about the fun run next week?
Fun run?
From the country park around Lakey Hill. It'd be great if you could do it, Jamie. I'm desperate for competitors.
I'm not sure.
Oi, watcher!
Steve!
Oh, go on, it's next Thursday. You'll be on your holidays.
Well, what's going down here then?
Hey, how about you two? Do you fancy taking part in a fun run?
You what?
It's to raise money for the Wildlife Trust.
You mean for ducks and that?
Well, Jamie's going to do it, aren't you, Jamie?
Are you joking?
No, no, of course not. Why would I want to do something stupid like that?
All right. Well, at least think about it. See you. It's for a good cause.
A fun run? Are you serious?
I said I wasn't going to do it.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Come on then, who's up for a drive?
Oh, don't give me all the ice.
What?
Oh, I've got no cocktail in there.
Have my glass then.
Oh, I don't want to share your bodily fluids.
Oh, wouldn't be the first time, darling.
You wish.
Seriously, have it. I need to pace myself anyway.
You're lightweight.
Oh, am I? You're the one who didn't want to come out tonight.
And you've lived with me long enough to know when to ignore me. No, seriously, thanks. I need to let off some steam.
Yeah, well, but I still think you've blown this thing with Chris out of proportion.
Oh, let's just not go there. I don't want to think about that tonight.
Well, you know, just because you're married, Alice...
Chaz!
You can lead other lives.
Oh, you wouldn't understand. When was the last time you had a serious relationship?
Don't turn this on me.
It's true, isn't it?
Maybe I'm just waiting for the right woman.
Oh, yeah, right. A commitment from you as if you're still there in the morning.
Come on.
What?
Before you start with the psychoanalysis.
Oh, no, no, no.
Can't you hear the music?
Yeah, in a bit.
I just want to dance.
I need another drink first.
All right, then. Another pitcher?
Tequila shot.
Tequila! And then you'll get up and dance with me?
Oh, you'll just have to wait and see.
Wine?
Oh, thanks, Kenton.
So, what's on the to-do list for tonight, then?
I'm still trying to find someone to donate the bottle of water.
Oh, don't worry. I'll do that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'll order some extra. I mean, just as long as we get a plug-in for Jack's.
Oh, of course. Oh, thanks. Yeah. Well, in that case, I think you've got most of it sorted. We just need some more runners.
Yeah. It's going to look strange if it's just me in my tutu and you in your, well, whatever costume you decide to wear.
Hey, don't start that again.
I just don't see what the problem is, Kirsty. I mean, it's your fun run.
No, it's the Wildlife Trust's. I'm organising it, aren't I?
Yeah, and I'm helping you.
And I'm cooking you dinner to say thanks.
Yeah, and I'm taking the whole afternoon off to come and help you set it up.
And so am I.
Yeah, so wearing a silly outfit isn't much more to ask, is it?
Look, do you want feeding or not?
Okay. I just think it's a shame. Hey, you can have my tutu.
No tutus, no wigs, no pantomime cows.
What, even if you get to go in the front end?
Oh, Kenton!
Fine, okay, all right. If that's what you say, you spoil the sport.
Sounds like you got it sorted, Jamie. I still can't legally do it.
Why not? If you live there now.
The cellar's locked, isn't it?
I mean, what's the point of living in a pub if you can't help yourself to the booze?
All right, you two, cough up.
Eh?
I can't pay for the petrol and the fags. Just because you're both too young to drive.
Steve.
Here you go.
Cheers.
Do you mind if I owe you? I've hardly got any money left.
Well, don't be a cheapskate.
I'm not.
I thought you were all independent now.
Yeah, but Mum stopped me working at a golf club, didn't she? She had to revise.
Well, it doesn't have to be much. Just give us a fiver.
Jamie?
It's not like any of us are flush.
All right. There.
Cheers, mate. You want anything else from the shop?
Nah. Gonna be skint at this rate.
It wouldn't cost you anything to nick from the pub.
Just give it a rest.
If it's yours, anyway.
I'm not doing it, okay? That was my dad's pub, and I'm not gonna start ripping it off.
It's not like your dad can see you.
Marty.
Well, he can't, can he? And Jamie, if you did swipe something, Steve will be well impressed.
Look, I've only just moved in. If I take something now, they're gonna know it was me.
All right. So just wait a few days. You can still get it, though, can't you?
Whoa! Ooh.
Careful, mind yourself.
Whoopsie daisy!
You all right?
I'm great.
You sure? I think you can do with some water.
What?
Water! I'll be back in a minute.
Okay. Woo!
What's your name?
Huh?
I'm Sean. And you are?
Alice.
That guy you're dancing with. You're not together, are you?
We're chas.
No, no, no.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Oh, what are you doing?
Because, you know, you can do a lot better than that.
Yeah, I know.
Get in there, Sean!
Would you like me to show you?
Oh, you can try. Bad. You're very, very bad.
Go for it!
Hey, smile for the camera!
What do you think you're doing?
Hey!
Hey, 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 watch it, mate!
Get your hands off her.
Chaz!
Calm down, we're only dancing.
Seriously, don't push me.
What's happening?
It's okay, that's it. Hold on to me.
Oh.
I think it's time I took you home. Alice? Alice? How are you feeling?
Chaz, what am I,
Wakey-wakey.
How did I get in here?
Don't worry. You're in my room. You crashed out on my bed.
Crashed out?
I tried to get you upstairs, but you were so wasted.
Oh, I don't remember.
I'm not surprised. Maybe those last two tequilas were a bad idea.
Oh, how drunk was I?
Oof. Too drunk to be left on your own. That's probably the best way to describe it.
What?
You know, for a size 10, you take up an awful lot of room in the bed.
You mean you slept with me?
Well, I left your clothes on.
Oh, Chad.
Luckily, I didn't have to help you use the plastic bowl.
Oh.
Or did I speak too soon?
No. No, it's just that... I don't remember leaving the club. How did we get home?
A taxi. Once I managed to convince one to take us.
Did you shout at somebody? There was this guy.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, was I dancing with him?
I said don't worry about it. We'll go overboard once in a while.
Oh, please don't say I made a fool of myself.
No.
Oh.
No, honestly, you were enjoying yourself. Now what can I get you? Tea? Coffee?
Oh, where's my bag?
I'll find it.
Oh, Chaz, your boxers.
Oh, sorry.
Don't they have a button?
Well, don't look then.
Ugh.
Where is it?
Quick.
Ah. Sorry. It was Chris.
5 missed calls. Oh, I better ring him back. Oh, my head.
Maybe you should wait a while, eh?
No, I need to speak to him.
At least take some painkillers first. I don't think you're in a fit state to talk to anyone.
Sexy accent.
Steve! Hey, Steve, sorry.
Pip, you all right?
Yeah.
I like your hair.
Oh, thanks. I just wondered if you knew if your brother's going to be at Young Farmers tomorrow.
Spencer, not a clue.
It's just I've been trying to get hold of him.
Sorry, don't know.
Oh, never mind.
So where are you going? Are you done for the day?
No, I've got a class later. I'm just going to Jack's.
Oh, right, well...
To do some work. But if you see your brother, though, can you ask him to call me?
Yeah, sure. As if I'm going to do that.
Yeah?
Jamie, hey, what's going on?
Nothing.
Is Marty with you?
No, he's gone to afternoon registration. I need to go too.
Well, listen, I'm done with college for the day. Do you and Marty want to meet up?
What, after school?
No, now you pleb at the arcade.
I'm not sure, Steve. They're going to notice I've gone.
Why? You've bunked off before.
Yeah, and they called my mum, didn't they?
You don't live with your mum anymore. All you need to do is get your name ticked off the register. I used to do it all the time when I was at Borchester Green.
Well, I suppose...
Plus, I'm going to destroy you at Road Racer.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah?
Mate, I'm the king of Road Racer.
Then you're just going to have to prove it then, aren't you? So are you coming?
Yeah, all right.
Nice one, Jamie. And get Marty. I'm going to whoop the both of you.
Chris, honestly, what video?
The one on Facebook. Haven't you seen it yet?
No, I've only just woken up.
Right.
So, what's in it?
Like I say, it looks like Bar 73. There's a bloke and you're dancing with him.
What bloke?
You tell me. He's not one of the friends you've ever introduced me to.
Is that all?
Yeah, I guess. Chaz appears for about a millisecond at the end.
Right.
Why? What did you think might be on there?
No, nothing. I just,
It was a really heavy night, Chris. It got a bit out of control.
It did look pretty full on.
You're not upset, are you?
Well...
I never meant to get that drunk, Chris.
I know.
And whatever's on Facebook, it's
Alice,
not...
it's fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I know what your student nights are like, and it is only a stupid video, isn't it?
Exactly.
Did you get home okay?
Yeah. Chaz had to look after me all night, but...
Really?
But anyway, what about you? Did you have a nice time in Leeds?
Yeah, it was cool.
I didn't hear from you.
No, Rav had this rule about not calling wives and girlfriends. Look, I need to go.
Oh, right.
I got a horse to shoe over in Darrington, and I need to finish here at the stables.
Sure. Well, it was nice to finally speak to you. I can't wait to see you on Sunday.
No, me neither. Bye, then.
Yeah, okay. Bye.
Whoa, whoa, watch out, watch out!
Oh, you're going too fast,
oh,
man.
You're in the truck. Oh, I told you, you can't hit the boost on the chicane.
Oh, I still beat Steve, though, didn't I?
Yeah, not for long. Come on then, Jamie, you got another quid?
Oh, that was my last coin. The change machine's over there.
Look, can't we go back to yours? I thought you said there was no one at the farm this afternoon.
What? Just because you don't want to get thrashed?
We can still go on your computer, and then we can do whatever else we want to.
That's true.
At least we won't cost anything.
No, fair play. We'll need some supplies, though.
Well, why don't we swing by the ball?
No, Marty.
God, you've been there 4 days
I'm supposed
now.
To be in school. If they see me sneaking in...
Then we'll just have to buy something. Cider will do, won't it?
Yeah, as long as it's strong.
And cheap. Here.
What?
You can go get it, can't you?
Well,
I'm paying.
What's the matter?
Do you need us to come with you?
No, no, that's cool. I can do it.
Cheers, Jamie. Just don't be too long, eh?
So, Pip, how's the work going?
Kirsty Dome.
Well, like that, is it?
All I ever seem to do these days is study for exams. That or I'm helping Mum and Dad on the farm.
Oh, well, it'll all be worth it when you get the grades you need.
Yeah, I hope so.
Chocolate on your cappuccino?
Please.
And at least you're having a break now.
Oh, if only. I've got my books in my bag. I just needed a change of scene from college.
That's 2 10, please.
Cheers.
Well, in that case, you're probably going to say no to what I ask you next.
Oh, what's that?
Well, you know this fun run I've been organising for the Wildlife Trust?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Thanks. Well, we're still really short of people to take part. I know you're up to your neck in A-levels, but I don't suppose...
Yeah, sure.
You will?
It's next week, isn't it?
Well, that's right.
Well, I'll be on holiday then. I'll have a bit of extra time.
Oh, great. Well, I'll grab your sponsorship form. Oh, do you mind if I serve this customer first?
No.
Thanks. Oh, and Pip, if you can think of anyone else who might like to do it, like I say,
sure.
We need as many people as we can get.
Actually, Kirsty, there might be someone.
Brilliant. Yes, sir, what can I get you?
Hi, Spencer, it's Pip. This is a bit random, but how would you like to do a fun run with me?
Thanks. Oh, mind the wheel of that trolley. Oh. Yes, love.
Just those, please.
Any ID?
Huh?
ID? I can't sell you alcohol without it.
Oh, right. Sorry, I've not got any.
I need proof that you're 18. Do you still want the mints and the air freshener? You don't have to have them.
No, I do.
You don't seem very certain.
Well, maybe just the mints.
Just the mints, then.
Look, are you sure you can't tell me the cider? I am 18.
You don't push your luck.
Really, I was born in July 93.
Oh, so you're not 18 for another 3 months, then.
What? No, 94. Oh, 92.
Look, am I going to have to call my supervisor? You do know it's illegal to buy alcohol at your age?
No, please.
Shouldn't you be in school anyway?
Don't. I'll just have the mints.
Jamie. Hey, what are you doing?
Daniel.
Didn't you listen? Mum's going to buy all that stuff.
What?
Sorry about that. He gets a bit carried away.
Yeah, but I've...
Come on. Let's wait outside.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, I'm gone. Hey, you've not paid for the mints.
They're not following us, are they?
No, you're right. Why are you trying to buy booze in there anyway?
It was only a bottle of cider.
So? Just because you're taking your tie off.
Well, what about you? How come you're not in school?
Yeah, the cathedral school broke up last week.
Oh.
I'm shopping with Mum. And you?
I've got the afternoon off.
Right. Well, I was on my way to wait in the car. If you need a lift home.
No, I'm not going back yet.
Okay.
But thanks. I suppose I'd better,
Hey, Jamie. Wants to know where we'll sell you alcohol.
Huh?
I mean, if you really don't want to go back to Ambridge.
Why? Do you know somewhere?
Come on, I'll show you.
But what about your mum?
She'll be pushing her trolley around for ages. This won't take long.
Alice, what on earth are you watching?
Have you seen this?
Seen what?
Oh, it's from last night. Look at me. Look what I'm doing.
Where did this come from?
Oh, Aiden. He must have recorded it on his phone. Did you even know he was there?
I said hello to him.
And now Chris has seen it. Oh.
But is that it? Does it stop there?
Oh, it's really bad, isn't it?
No, of course not.
Don't lie to me, Chaz. I can see by your face.
Honestly.
Oh, I'm so mortified. Oh, thank God my mum hardly ever logs on. I've already untagged it.
Well, don't worry. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah, right.
So what? You're dancing with some guy.
Dancing? Chaz, we're practically...
You were drunk. You didn't know what you were doing.
So what else did I do?
Nothing. Hey, come on. Chris isn't upset about it, is he?
I don't know. It was hard to tell.
Why? What did he say?
He said he was fine.
Then he probably is.
Yeah, you didn't hear him.
Why?
I mean, why didn't you stop me? You shouldn't have let me have so much to drink.
Hey, now, hang on.
I said I didn't want to go out.
Look, I didn't make your decisions for you, Alice. You're the one who was on a mission.
Yeah, I know. I know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. It's not your fault. I'm just...
Look, if Chris is really upset, then he shouldn't be so uptight. I was there. I wouldn't have let you do anything really bad.
I know.
But trust me. You've done nothing wrong.
I'm getting it, Marty. Give me a break.
So where are you?
Has he got the cider yet?
No, not yet.
I just said. Oh, look, I've got to go. Tell Steve I'll be there in 10 minutes.
All right.
Dan?
What did I tell you?
Have you got it?
Piece of cake. Just flashed my mum car keys at him.
And that worked?
Hey, he doesn't need a lot of persuading, that guy. Here, will that do?
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
It was the cheapest they had.
Oh, thanks, Dan, you're a lifesaver.
No worries.
Seriously,
Yeah?
You don't want to come back with me, do you? I'm hanging out with Marty and Steve Wilkes.
No, you're right.
Look, I know Marty can be a bit of a div, but Steve's sound.
I need to get back to my mum.
You could just ask her.
Really, Jamie, it's okay. Thanks for the offer, though. I'll see you around.
Oh, Chaz, thank you so much. This is just what I needed.
No worries. Knife and fork?
Oh, thank you.
So, you're feeling more human then?
I'm getting there. It's only taken me all day.
Yeah. And what about the video? You feeling any better about that?
Hardly.
But nobody saw it.
Oh, Chris did.
And he said he didn't mind.
Yeah, I still feel guilty though.
Why? Because of the tone of his voice?
Well, yeah, of course.
But he shouldn't. And Chris has got no right to make you feel that way either. Well, does he?
No, maybe not.
Of course he doesn't. I mean, what does he think? That you cheated on him?
I don't know. I've never heard him sound that way before.
He honestly thinks that you do that to him. Come on. I know you better than that.
No, I know. Maybe it wasn't that bad. It'll probably be fine when we see each other on Sunday.
Maybe. I'm just saying... You're still only 22. No. If you want to go out clubbing, get drunk, even flirt a little, there's no harm, is there?
No.
And if Chris really loved you, he'd know that.
Yeah. Yeah, he should. Thanks, Chaz. You're such a good friend.
Well, like you said last night, I'm rubbish at relationships. I might as well be good at something.
Oh, did I say that? Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
No, that's terrible. It's not true.
Really?
No, you're wonderful. And any girl that says otherwise, send her to me. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Ambridge Extra was written by Tim Stimpson, directed by Julie Beckett, and the editor was Vanessa Whitburn. There will be more from the younger residents of Ambridge at the same time next week here on 4 Extra. And remember, you can catch The Archers every Sunday to Friday evening at 7 o'clock over on BBC Radio 4.
Mel Giedroyc has fun for all the family with the 4 o'clock show.
I am loving the 4 o'clock scenario, and it's, as the title suggests, on at 4 o'clock. In the afternoon, every day except for Saturday and Sunday. So it's a daily tea time appointment. Get your doilies at the ready, that's what I say. Rack up that cake stand, the three-tier cake stand, because it lasts an hour, so you're going to need a lot of cakes to get through from 4 till 5.
The 4 o'clock show on BBC Radio 4 Extra. A bumper pack of stories, features, quizzes and comedy.
BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Yes, now on 4 Extra, we have a short story from D.H. Lawrence. When Adi Sison returns to the unchanging country of his past, what will he make of the girl he left behind? The Shades of Spring is read by Peter Meakin.
It was a mile nearer through the wood. Mechanically, Sison turned up by the forge and lifted the field gate. The blacksmith and his maid stood still, watching the trespasser. But Sison looked too much a gentleman to be accosted. They let him go on in silence across the small field to the wood. Sison was extraordinarily glad. Like an uneasy spirit, he had returned to the country of his past, and he found it waiting for him, unaltered. Suddenly he started. A keeper was standing a few yards in front, barring his way.
"Where might you be going this road, sir?" asked the man.
Sison looked at the fellow with an impersonal, observant gaze. It was a young man of 4 or 25, ruddy and well-favoured. He stood with the butt of his gun on the ground, looking uncertainly and questioningly at Sison.
"Where's Naylor? Have you got his job?" Sison asked. "You're not from the house, are you?" inquired the keeper.
"No, I'm not from the house." It seemed to amuse him.
"Then might you ask where you're making for?"
said the keeper, nettled. "I'm going to Wiley Water Farm."
"This isn't road?"
"I think so. Down this path, past the well, and out by the white gate."
"But that's not the public road."
"I suppose not. I used to come so often, in Naylor's time. I'd forgotten. Where is he, by the way?"
"Crippled with rheumatism."
"Is he?" Sison exclaimed in pain.
"And who might you be?"
"John Adderley Sison. I used to live in Cordy Lane."
"Used to court Hilda Millership?"
Sison nodded. There was an awkward silence. "And you? Who are you?" asked Sison.
"Arthur Pilbeam. Naylor's my uncle."
"I see." There was a pause of some moments before the keeper blurted,
"I'm caught in Hilda Millership."
"Are you?" The keeper flushed. "I didn't know. Are you going to get married soon and all that?" The keeper stared in silence for some moments, impotent.
"I suppose so," he said.
"Ah, I'm married myself."
"You are?
This lasts 15 months. The keeper gazed at him with wide, wondering eyes, apparently thinking back and trying to make things out.
"Why, didn't you know?" asked Sison. "No, I didn't."
There was silence for a moment.
"Oh, well," said Sison. "I'll go on. I suppose I may."
The keeper stood in silent opposition.
"If you're married, what do you keep writing to her for? And sending her poetry books and things?"
Sison stared at him, taken aback and humiliated. "Well, I didn't know about you."
"But if you're married..."
"I am."
"But you keep sending her books."
Sison looked at the other man quizzically, half pitying. Then he turned.
"Good day," he said, and was gone.
Now everything irritated him. What a fool he was. What godforsaken folly it all was. The farm was less than 100 yards from the wood's edge. The house faced the wood. With tangled emotions, Sison noted the plum blossom falling on the profuse coloured primroses, which he himself had brought here and set. He saw somebody glance at him through the kitchen window, heard men's voices. The door opened suddenly. Very womanly she had grown. He felt himself going pale.
"You?
Addy?" she exclaimed and stood motionless.
"Myself? Why not?"
he said. The flush burned very deep on her cheek and throat. We're just finishing dinner. Then I'll stay outside. Oh, no, come in, she said. In the doorway, he glanced swiftly over the family and bowed. Everyone was confused. Have you had any dinner? Asked the daughter. No, it's too early. You call it lunch, don't you? Asked the eldest son. He'd once been an intimate friend of this young man. We'll give Addie something when we've finished, said the mother, an invalid, deprecating. No, I don't want to give you any trouble, said Syson. You could always live on fresh air and scenery, laughed the youngest son. Syson went out round the buildings and into the orchard at the back of the house, where daffodils all along the hedgerows swung like yellow ruffled birds on their perches. To his last day, he would dream of this place, when he felt the sun on his face or smelt the coming of spring. Presently, he returned indoors. She prepared eggs and curds.